Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for April 8, 2024, the Eclipse Edition. Yes, it is Eclipse Day here in West Texas. Unfortunately, we have cloud cover, so other than totality, I'm not quite sure what we will see. Nevertheless, our first story comes to us from Law 360, which Carla Maranakis reports that a federal judge has agreed to reschedule the trial of two former Cognizant Technology Solutions execs accused of authorizing a bribe to an Indian official, moving the trial from April to September 9, 2024. The reason was given was one of the counsel for one of the defendants is also counsel in the Bob Menendez trial, Senator Robert Menendez corruption trial, and that trial took precedent over the Cognizant trial. Next up from the FT, the Financial Times, EY Germany, or rather EY, is still embroiled in an imbroglio over its former German subsidiary auditing failures around Wirecard, and former Wirecard shareholders have filed an avalanche of lawsuits against EY for its failures around Wirecard. EY claims that the investors' claims are unmerited. Well, good luck with that. Next up, from the first of two stories from the Wall Street Journal, Risk and Compliance Journal, the first one from Dylan Tokar, which reports that the Huawei sanction evasions trial has been pushed to 2026 after negotiations for a resolution have faltered. Federal prosecutors and defense lawyers have agreed on a pretrial schedule, and it's unclear why they need 2 years to get ready, but that's what everyone has agreed to. So we're going to be pushing that case back to 2026. And finally, also from the Risk and Compliance Journal, this time Richard Vandeford reporting that the U.S. is going to crack down on trade loophole apparel used for Chinese shipments. This is favored by e-commerce giants, which have allowed cheap clothes from China to flow into the United States with no duties and a little scrutiny. These low-value packages are often sent directly to U.S. consumers and will now receive heightened scrutiny, including whether the goods are or should be banned as imported in defiance of the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act. So the U.S. is going to crack down on this. This has been a major loophole where lots of products were shipped to the United States from China directly, and now we're going to see if the U.S. can actually do something about it. Happy Eclipse Day, everyone. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.